Q106.7 weather.
Here's your KQNK forecast. Mainly cloudy skies expected with fog and spots early today with daytime highs approaching 48. Winds out of the southeast 5 to 10 miles per hour. Lows level off around 24. Tonight, partly cloudy skies with fog and spots. Mainly clear skies develop with fog and spots early. Tomorrow, daytime highs approaching 60. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm staff meteorologist Laura Lockwood. Currently, it's 31 degrees.
This Kansas Information Network update is brought to you by Eaton Roofing and Exteriors.
I'm Britton Rucker, and here are today's top headlines from 12 News. The Cloud County Jail in Concordia is shutting its doors temporarily. Sheriff Ken Davis released a public letter saying they're dealing with a staffing shortage. He expects the jail to reopen in 2 to 3 weeks. The latest data from the CDC shows Kansas is reporting high levels of flu. Right now, doctors say infants and children under 4 are hardest hit. Doctors say they expect they will not level off until the end of January or possibly next month. And parking changes are coming to a major Wichita hospital. Next week, crews will start demolishing the public parking garage at Wesley Medical Center to build a new garage. During construction, you can park in the employee garage or lots on the hospital's east side. In Wichita, Britton Rucker, 12 News.
You're listening to the Kansas Information Network.
Real talent is defined by what people can do, not where they learn to do it. So by stopping at the education section of a resume, you might throw away the perfect hire. You might miss someone who has valuable skills to offer to help your business thrive right now and in the future. Because the truth is this, Skills First Hiring helps you see talent others miss, like more than 70 million stars skilled through alternative routes. When you let their story unfold, you gain a competitive advantage because hiring managers who start with skills are 60% more likely to find a successful hire. See the real person. Complete. See what others miss. Hire skills first. Learn why it's a competitive advantage at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
Your KQNK News is being brought to you this morning by Firebolt Ag, LLC, serving all of your chemical and fertilizer needs. The Kansas Bureau of Investigation has concluded its investigation into the murder of Hays Police Sergeant Scott Hyman, which occurred in late September 2025. The investigation included more than 100 reports, extensive photo evidence, and hours of audio and video review. Ellis County Attorney Aaron Cunningham has released a summary of events that can be made public. The case stems from a series of incidents involving suspect Zane Wickham over the weekend of September 26th through 28th. On Friday and Saturday, Wickham repeatedly contacted an ex-girlfriend in a harassing and threatening manner, claiming suicidal intentions and warning that he would come to her home. On Saturday evening, he appeared at her residence armed with a handgun and attempted to force entry before leaving. Later that night, the victim attempted to avoid Wickham by driving around Hays. Investigators believe Wickham used vehicle tracking technology to locate her. Shortly before 11 p.m., Wickham chased her through a residential area, repeatedly ramming her vehicle and forcing it off the road. Later that night, the victim attempted to avoid Wickham by driving around Hays. Officers located Wickham at his residence on Downing Avenue, where he barricaded himself inside, threatened officers, and stated he intended to die that night. A perimeter was established and multiple law enforcement agencies responded. Negotiations continued several hours as officers worked to de-escalate the situation. Just before 2 a.m., Wickham fired a single shot from inside the home, striking Sergeant Scott, who was positioned and with an immediate reaction team behind the residence. Despite life-saving efforts and emergency transport, Hyman died later from his injuries. Following the shooting, law enforcement continued negotiations while taking steps to protect officers and their surrounding community. Wickham eventually stopped responding and was later found deceased inside his home from a self-inflicted gunshot wound. Investigators confirmed no law enforcement officers fired lethal rounds during the incident. The county attorney determined that if Wickham had survived, probable cause existed for numerous felony charges, including capital murder and attempted murder. Officials concluded law enforcement acted appropriately and professionally throughout the incident. Community members are reminded that resources are available for victims of domestic violence through local agencies and national hotlines. A Kansas woman has taken an unconventional path within the Catholic faith, becoming the state's first Roman Catholic woman priest, part of an international movement that identifies with the Catholic Church but is not officially recognized by it. Tina Thompson was ordained in November through Roman Catholic Women Priests, a group that advocates for the ordination of women and emphasizes inclusion and social justice. While the organization considers its ordinations valid through apostolic succession, the Vatican does not recognize women as priests or deacons and maintains its long-standing prohibition on female ordination. Thompson, who was raised Catholic, spent many years away from the church due to disagreements with church teachings and frustration over its handling of sexual abuse cases. Despite that distance, she says Catholicism remained a core part of her identity. Her return to faith came later in life following the unexpected death of her younger brother, which prompted her to explore alternative expressions of Catholic ministry. Roman Catholic women priests operate outside traditional Catholic structures. Their clergy do not serve in Catholic parishes, and women involved in the movement may face excommunication. Thompson was ordained at Unity Church in Lawrence, a faith community known for its inclusive approach and emphasis on personal spirituality. Thompson says she remained deeply connected to Catholic traditions such as the sacraments, Eucharist, and music, and chose this path rather than leaving Catholicism altogether. She believes the institutional church could evolve and become more inclusive while retaining its spiritual foundations. As she begins her ministry, Thompson has not defined a specific focus, though she is drawn to art, creativity, and welcoming spiritual spaces. Her goal is to foster community, shared faith, and a sense of belonging, reflecting a broader vision of spiritual rooted in inclusion and connection. I'll be back with more after this.
Firebolt Ag is a full-service fertilizer and chemical retailer. They customize products for individual farmers' needs, with the primary focus being customer profitability. Let Josh and Jack help you get the most out of your farm ground. They also provide in-house marketing with Ron Wall of Flatwater Solutions. Visit Ron in Phillipsburg or call Josh at 785-854-8484 or Jack at 308-840-2819. Firebolt Ag, your leader in agriculture.
In Nebraska news, a familiar name from central Nebraska closed the book on his college football career this week. Kearney native Heinrich Harburg played his final game in the Scarlet and Cream after spending five seasons with the Nebraska football program. Harburg began his career seeing action at quarterback before later transferring to tight end. Following the bowl game, Harburg planned to briefly return home to Kearney before traveling to Florida to begin training in preparation for potential NFL opportunities. His next steps included pursuing any chance to showcase his skills, whether through a combine invitation or a pro day. Harburg was recently honored as the 2025 Cletus Fisher Native Son Award winner, an honor voted on by the coaching staff and awarded to a senior who best represents both the state of Nebraska and the football program. Throughout his career, Harburg remained committed to Nebraska, even as the college football landscape continued to change around him. The Cornhuskers closed out the season with a loss to Utah in the 2025 SRS Distribution Las Vegas Bowl on New Year's Eve, falling 44-22. More than 170 living World War II veterans across Nebraska have now received the state's Celebrating 80 Years of Victory Medal since the program launched in early 2025. The initiative honors Nebraskans who served the U.S. Armed Forces during World War II and aims to recognize every eligible bachelor still living in the state. Medal presentations have taken place in more than 80 ceremonies statewide, including events at veterans' homes, nursing facilities, veterans' organization posts, private residences, and even during the Husker football military appreciation game. The official state ceremony was held in May in 2025 in a Capitol Rotunda on Victory in Europe Day. Eligibility for the medal includes service between December 1, 1941 through December 31, 1946. Nebraska residency either currently or at the time of enlistment, and a discharge other than dishonorable. There's no application deadline, and state officials estimate between 160 and 240 World War II veterans remain living in Nebraska. The Nebraska Department of Veteran Affairs designed the medal, which features the phrase celebrating 80 years of victory, the Nebraska sower, and symbolic imagery honoring triumph and service. The ribbon reflects the design of the original World War II victory medal. State leaders say the program is about more than recognition. It's also meant to preserve veteran stories and ensure their sacrifices and lessons are remembered by future generations. Efforts to locate and honor remaining World War II veterans will continue beyond the 80th anniversary year. For more information about the program and eligibility, it's available through the Nebraska Department of Veteran Affairs. Back to Kansas news. Kansas is spending tens of millions of dollars each year on traveling nurses because it cannot fill full-time position at its two state psychiatric hospitals in Larned and Osawatomie. While temporary nurses help keep facilities operating, they cost significantly more than permanent staff. In 2025, the two hospitals spent more than $61 million on contract nurses. State officials estimate it would cost about $47 million annually to replace those workers with full-time employees, but a lack of applicants makes that option unrealistic. Vacancy rates at both hospitals remain high, hovering around one-third of all nursing positions, with some departments exceeding 40%. Lawmakers are under pressure to control spending as Kansas faces major budget challenges, including a projected $150 million impact from recent federal budget changes. However, cutting back on contract nurses is not considered feasible, since doing so would force hospitals to close beds. Officials warn that patients would likely end up in emergency rooms, jails, or without access to care. The staffing crisis is tied to broader workforce issues. The COVID-19 pandemic significantly reduced the healthcare workforce, and Kansas now has nearly 10% fewer registered nurses than it did in 2019. Licensed practical nurse numbers have dropped even more. Burnout is widespread, and many nurses say they would not choose the profession again. Contract nursing remains attractive because it offers higher hourly pay, flexibility, and the ability to travel. Contract nurses at state hospitals earn about $65 an hour compared to about $47 for full-time staff with benefits. Rural locations like Larned and Osawatomie also struggle to compete with larger or more desirable destinations. State officials have had some success converting traveling nurses to permanent roles, but staffing shortages remain severe. Meanwhile, nursing schools are struggling to expand enrollment due to faculty shortages and limited training capacity, turning away thousands of qualified applicants nationwide. Despite the challenges, state health leaders remain cautiously optimistic. Kansas is investing in retention bonuses, workforce outreach, and efforts to bring inactive nurses back into the field. Officials say there's no quick fix, but improving staffing levels remains critical to patient care and public safety across the state. Your news has been brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, helping farmers succeed. You can contact Firebolt Ag today to get the most out of your farmland. Your weather's being brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, your Norton experts for all your pest control needs. This morning is patchy fog before 10 a.m., otherwise partly sunny with a high near 46. Southeast wind 5 to 10 miles per hour, becoming south in the afternoon. Tonight, patchy dense fog after 6 p.m., otherwise mostly cloudy with a low around 24. Southeast winds 5 to 10 miles per hour, becoming northwest after midnight. Saturday, areas of dense fog before 6 a.m., otherwise sunny with a high near 60. West wind around 5 miles per hour, becoming south in the afternoon. Sunday, mostly sunny with a high near 64. South wind 5 to 10 miles per hour, becoming west in the afternoon. I'll be back with more weather after this.
When you've got bugs, we know what a nuisance that can be.
Lock 'em out. from Hinkle Termite and Pest Control. Lock 'em Out is our very effective residential insect prevention program. We'll come to your place and treat your foundation plus all insect entryways. And while we're there, receive a free termite inspection. Call Mr. Rich Wenzel, our certified technician in Norton, at 785-202-0167. That's 202-0167.
Monday should be mostly sunny with a high near 64. Tuesday, sunny with a high near 60. Wednesday, sunny with a high near 58. Thursday, mostly sunny with a high near 49. Currently at the Norton Airport, it's overcast and 28 degrees. The humidity is at 93%. Wind speed is northeast, 5 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is at 29.84. And the wind chill is 22 degrees. Your weather was brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control in Norton. You can call Hinkle Termite and Pest Control at 785-202-0167 for all your pest control needs. Your Kansas Sports is being brought to you by United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything they do for you.
Create new memories on your adventures with Visa CU Money reloadable prepaid cards at United Northwest Federal Credit Union. When you're ready for your next adventure, keep it going smoothly with our convenient app to manage your money wherever you are. CU Money cards are compatible with mobile wallets, secure in funds, are quick and simple to access. Get your Visa CU Money reloadable prepaid card today at United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything we do for you. NCUA Insured.
KIN Sports, I'm Brendan Dorzinski. The Kansas City Chiefs will wrap up their 2025 season this Sunday at 3:25 when they visit the Las Vegas Raiders. The Chiefs will be facing one of the worst offenses in the NFL, and defensive coordinator Steve Spagnuolo spoke this week about the state of Kansas City's defense entering Week 18 and into the offseason.
We're fighting for some things in this last game that, you know, we want to hang our hat on. I mean, I'm not a big stat guy, and I don't go into them, but I hear the guys talking about it, so there's a lot of pride there. In this last game, I don't think it went the way any of us wanted to, although I will say I thought there were some really good stretches of defense. I go back to the Indianapolis Colts game where we had those, I don't know, was it five or six straight three and outs, and there were some games in there we played winning football and helped our team get in a position to win. What was disappointing was, I haven't gone back and reflected on all of it, but there was some end of the game defense that I would have liked to have had back.
Kansas Information Network Sports. I'm Brendan Dorzinski.
Kansas hospital staff know the facts about 340B.
The 340B program helps patients in our community through our medication assistance program. The program allows us to offer medications to our patients at a decreased price, which gets them access to medications they may not otherwise be able to afford.
Learn more at 340bkansas.org and see the difference 340B makes every day. This ad was paid for by the Kansas Hospital Association.
Substance use disorder and addiction is so isolating. And so as a Black woman in recovery, hope must be loud. It grows louder when you ask for help and you're vulnerable. It is the thread that lets you know that no matter what happens, you will be okay.
When we learn the power of hope, recovery is possible. Find out how at startwithhope.com. Brought to you by the National Council for Mental Wellbeing, Shatterproof, and the Ad Council.
It's true, many of us spend more time thinking about what's for dinner than preparing for retirement. But if you think your retirement needs deserve more attention, I agree, and I'd like to help. I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor Philip Eisenhagen. Together we can give your long-term retirement strategy the attention it deserves. Stop by our office at 418 East Holm here in Norton or call 877-3373. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.